plagued a potential nugget.
Now, going back to one of the things you said, you know, practicing from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., I'm curious about this notion of excellence, right? How do people who are already at the pinnacle of excellence keep pushing to higher and higher? So give us an insight into how they practice. You know, how does he spend the 3 hours, and how is that different from just sometimes, you know, there's people often use this term deliberate practice, where you're sort of mindful about what you're doing. So maybe give us an insight into the nature of practice that some of these people do, and you do.
So it could be 3 hours, it could be four, it could be two sometimes, but it is mindful. There is a schedule there of how you split your practice. You have warm-up exercises for your voice. There are small compositions that help you build up your stamina to be able to ultimately render a 3 or 4 hour concert. And there are compositions to help you set your mind to think faster. Because a concert, like the word, is a concerted effort with many musicians on the stage, 3, 4, sometimes 5. So it means that everyone should have one voice in the end. In my case, it could be a vocal with a violin, a mridangam, and a kanjira or a ghatam in that case. But we have to sound like one beautiful voice. So there's a lot going on there in terms of giving space to each other, letting your ideas pace forth, but allowing another person's idea to come in. So in the end, it sounds beautiful. It sounds spontaneous. Because it's about communication. Music is about how well you communicate to your audience. But it has a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling, because Carnatic music is like that. So it's a combination of the heart, the mind, the soul, all coming together in a unified, beautiful way, in a language that can reach immediately.
And if I may come back to the 3 hour ritual, you spoke about, you know, warm up, having a set of things you do to prepare you for the concert. How do you, again, if I were to use the term syllabus, you know, early in journeys, people have syllabuses that's available. But at that rarefied level, you create your own syllabus. So how do you fill the time apart from the...
I could start with warming up with familiar compositions, familiar territory, and then move on to learning something new which I wish to sing, for which I believe I need about 3 or 4 months practice, because I don't want to learn something now and sing it tomorrow, because I haven't internalized it so much. I want it to be second nature, and it should just flow through me, and I just be a conduit at that point.
3 to 4 months.
Yeah, I would think ideally for something to soak in and for me to be able to, for it to flow out of me, it would take that, ideally it should take that, it should be given that much time. So I would move on to practicing something new after that, and then maybe I try go back to something old and look at how much I can better it. There are compositions I may have sung 200 times, but I remember feeling that, you know, I've still not got this part right. Or if I've heard a greater version of it from a legend, then I want to try to get there to that point. So there's always so much to do with what I have learned and rendered many times. And there's yet so much more to do with what I haven't learned at all. Sometimes 3 or 4 hours doesn't seem enough at all.
And how do you get feedback as a musician? And when I say feedback, when you're sitting in that room alone, 3 hours, let's say you're starting off with a new song that you want to master, or you want to sort of feel and sing at the end of 3-4 months. And I'm curious, music specifically, the way you hear it is actually quite different from the way others hear it, the way the sound gets transmitted. So how does the feedback process work for you to get better over time?
The passage of time and having given a lot of time to internalization. Concert singing is one thing, but internalization happens only when you're alone. Just me and my very beautifully tuned tambura. Sometimes I can get lost just enjoying the beauty of the music. At that point, I tend to forget that I'm a subject there that has to improve. And then I have to tell myself, okay, stop enjoying and swimming in the music. Work at how that can be achieved in my voice, which is another segment or another world. So there's always this agony of that world and this world, which is being someone who loves it, a rasika, and someone who has to internalize it to bring it out of you. But it's a beautiful process, and I'm always jumping. It's like the court, this side and this side. But I have to be very aware and conscious that I want the music, that beauty and that epitome of perfection, to flow through me. It's not easy, but it's not difficult either.
And is there a point in time where you, I mean, I know you said 3-4 months, but as you practice, do you, what's the point you hit when you say, you know, this is concert ready? Is there a certain click that goes on in your head that makes you say it's concert ready?
Not exactly concert ready. I feel, yeah, now I must try it. And then it further gets readied as I sing it in the concert, because that seems to be another version altogether. Because I'm singing at home, it's just me, my voice, my thoughts, my creativity. But in the concert, it also has others participating in embellishing the music. Others who possibly you may be distracted or attracted to in terms of their way of playing the music. So that's another process where the music undergoes a lot of tuning, reshaping, shaping.
It was interesting to hear Jayashree talks about a range of objectives during practice. Building stamina, making your mind think faster on stage, especially when you perform with others, fine-tuning the past pieces, and learning new songs. Couple of takeaways for me here. First is that one needs to be holistic in how we think about our development. Are we reflecting on the past pieces of work and learning from what went well and what didn't? And are we equipping ourselves for the future by staying on top of the latest developments? Just being mindful about being well-rounded in our development is one. The second thing that struck me was the point she makes about practicing a song for 3 to 4 months before she can perform it on stage, where it flows out of her. I want to relate that back to the habits we build that lead to behaviors that flow out of us. While I see a lot of people placing emphasis on skills and tools, not many people give adequate mind space to baking in habits in a systematic way over 3 to 4 months or beyond, so that appropriate behaviors flow out of us, as if it is second nature. And this can only happen if we give it the time and space daily till it becomes second nature. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen to the conversation offline, say during an airplane ride or during a gym session or another time, you could access it at iTunes, Google's podcast player, Stitcher, Savan, or any of the other podcast apps that are out there.